No, I gotta brush my teeth, baby.
It's okay, Dwayne. I like you all natural. Like me. You'll have to go right now. You still have time. Why don't you come back to bed?
Oh, no, baby. I gotta go. I gotta go. I love you, baby.
Then why don't you show it?
Freddy, Freddy. If we're caught, we're dead.
Oh, I say.
See what?
It's you. You stay away from my Dwayne. Your dog is rubbing off on him. Leaves before dawn, comes back at midnight. I mean, not that I care. It's no reflection on me. It's not my fault I haven't seen him in 3, 4, 8 days.
Are you saying that...
I'm not saying anything. Least of all, not to you, pig. Dwayne, Mia Moore, I finally found you.
Hey, baby, I can't have lunch. I'm just grabbing a cup of coffee.
How'd you like to grab this?
What are you doing in the pit in front of all my students?
I thought if you... They said in Cosmo...
I don't care what Cosmo
said. I bought Velma one of those, but she wouldn't wear it.
Montel in the house. Say hi.
Montel Williams, her new man.
He comes on at 4 p.m. now.
Do you know she changed all her classes for him?
Don't forget, everybody. 4 p.m. Hyde Hall, Montel.
Wait. Gina changed all of her classes to watch a talk show?
That's why I need some new roommates.
Hey, Kim, you need to talk to your girl. She's losing her mind.
More so than usual?
Much more than usual.
Oh, come on. Be happy you have someone. I wish I had someone to complain about. I wish I had a love life.
Hey, me too. I mean, marriage is cool. It's really cool. It's like a comfort zone, you know? But you gotta know something. When you leave that zone at the crack of dawn, you on your own. No matter how tired you get, you still gotta pay the Amex bill. No matter how beat down you are, you still gotta pay a $2,500 insurance bill on a Mercedes you ain't even allowed to drive. But that's okay. Your mate might even lose her job. She might just lose her job. But that's cool, because you're young. You're young, and 17 hours a day of hard work, that won't kill you. Oh, I'm late for my 2 o'clock. Hey, baby, don't look so down. Come on, talk later.
Hello.
Hi, Whit.
Kimberly, oh, I'm so glad you called me.
Well, actually, I was calling about Dwayne.
Really?
Yeah, well, I saw him in the pit today, and he seemed kind of troubled.
Well, Kimberly, rest assured, whatever your concern is, I've got it covered. I know my husband and his every need.
You think so, huh?
That's right. So just keep your little nose in the formaldehyde bottle and let me worry about the grown-up things.
You know, sometimes I could just slap you.
Mama!
Now, listen, Dwayne is under a lot of pressure right now.
Totally self-imposed.
Well, he needs to talk to you.
He's got my number.
Oh, Whitley is such a joy.
All you care about is Dwayne.
No, calm down.
Keep my lips, Kimberly Reese. I've got my marriage under control.
No.
men who fall out of love quick and the women who love them. Next on Montel Williams.
Excuse me, is there a head wagging convention and no one informed me?
Oh, no, Kim, we just watched Montel.
Well, you know gatherings of this size must be approved by either me or Freddie. You guys know that.
Oh, I knew.
Oh, but you didn't tell me.
What? I hadn't seen you yet.
Well, maybe you should start leaving notes since you're not around much anymore.
Hi, darling.
What's up?
What do you mean, not around much? Hey, Kim, don't walk away from me.
Now, caller, I'm sorry to keep you waiting.
That's quite all right, Montel.
Well, now, you had a question or a comment to make.
I love your show. I think ball men are so strong.
That's Whitley.
That's Whitley.
Thank you very much. Now, can you tell me, why are you calling?
I'm having a teeny, weeny, sexual problem with my husband.
A teeny sexual problem in your marriage. Now, what are you saying, caller?
Oh, that's good, Montel.
That's real good. Call me caller.
your husband courted you, and what happened?
And things were good. Things were good.
Just think. Mm.
Well, you know, like his intellect, his sense of humor, his charm, his lips, the sweet smell of his hair after his morning shower.
You got married and then he stopped taking showers or what?
I wish it were that simple, Montel. But alas, it is not.
Wit is an hour show. Come on, girl. Really?
Well, I heard what that gentleman said in that horrific polyester tie about how women don't try to stay sexy for their men.
But I do try to stay sexy. I've done everything. I cook, I clean. I even have a pair of black lace panties with little bells on the front.
Little bells? That could get noisy, couldn't it?
Okay, all right.
And guess what? Pookie always calls me Bunny, you know? So one day, I had a little rabbit painted on my derriere, like a tattoo. It lasted for a whole week.
Oh, Miss Wayne, nobody to pet that bunny.
Okay, all right. Well, now, I'm starting to understand this, but maybe you need to teach him how to be a better lover.
Me? Teach my Pookie? He's taught me everything I know, from the slow groove to the rhythm and blues, slow groove to the rhythm and blues, to the glory hallelujah, Big Daddy, you sure do me right.
Okay, but Paula, there are a lot of women out there right now that are trying to figure out how they can get a man to sure do them right. What seems to be the problem?
Big Daddy, just don't do me no more. I'm broke, my feet is split, and they stole my clothes. I'm nothing.
Oh, now, wait a second, though, Carla. Now, if your man has a problem because you don't have a job, or he has a problem with your clothes, or maybe even a little bunny on your butt, then it's time for you to move on. Find yourself another man, right?
That's why I watch this show. That's
go, Montel, go, Montel.
I'm really, really sorry, but we don't have a lot of time, and we've got to go, but you can call back anytime you want, and I'm sure that sometime or someday he will come around, okay?
Can I get your number at home?
I'll tell you what, caller, I normally don't do that, but as soon as we go to break, we'll get that number to you. But look, join us tomorrow again on the next Montel Williams.
Now, I have put up with a lot from you, but no one hangs up on me, Whitley Gilbert.
I just call Montel.
Oh, God, Montel who?
Montel Williams. I needed some sound advice.
I cannot believe you actually called a nationally syndicated talk show. Why didn't you come to me instead of the entire world?
Oh, calm down, Kimberly. It was strictly confidential. He referred to me as caller the entire time.
Oh, then you're safe.
But I'm still miserable.
Why, Whitley, because you lost your job?
No.
Because you got robbed last month?
No. Because Dwayne doesn't. Dwayne isn't enjoying, won't have,
What, sex?
Don't say it like that.
Word of this to anyone. If anyone knows about this, I would die. And Dwayne would kill me.
Hey, girl, now don't you worry, okay?
Good news, there are more immediate ways to solve your particular problem.
That's what problem?
Now, look, I think I know Professor Wayne, and what he needs is spiritual stimulation. Now, this is my book of poetry. You let a man read that, and he'll never leave you alone.
We heard you on the Montel Williams show.
Yes, Miss Gilbert Wayne, I have the ultimate motivational appliance, but I don't have batteries, so I had to plug it in.
Not in this house, Kimberly.
Listen, what is it? What is it? Look, now, I haven't tried this, but I understand you rip up some cream and sugar, rub it all over your face and neck.
I'm dying.
I'm hungry, excuse me.
Kim, oh, thank God you're here. Listen, I've got to talk to you. Hey, Whit, sorry about your sex problems.
You don't have nothing to drink, nothing to eat, girl. But it is happy hour, y'all.
All right, girls, yes. Night out.
I can't go. I have to cook.
For who?
Not that man who's been ignoring you and your particular needs.
Look, he can go without that braised spam and applesauce for one night.
Listen, Kimmy, I have got to talk to you,
come
okay?
Come on, not now.
Let's go to the reggae room, girl.
Yes.
Hey, baby.
She's not here.
Where'd she go?
I don't know. I heard Kim and Freddie in the kitchen, so I hid out in the trash chute.
Oh, that's appropriate. You want some of this mayonnaise? I got extra slab.
Oh, hey, white bread, I hope.
Yeah, I usually get both whole wheat for Whitney.
All right, since she ain't here.
And she didn't leave a note?
She probably took off on one of them spur of the moment things.
No.
Yeah, where's the sauce?
She always leaves a note.
Your woman busted me, man.
Oh, busted you sneaking Freddie out there at 6 in the morning?
Yeah, she's probably dissing me to Kim. Kim is probably dissing me to Freddie. And any minute now, I'm going to be dismissed.
Well, why don't you tell Kim yourself then, champ?
What, are you stupid? Hey, I'm like you. I don't tell a woman anything I don't want her to know.
Hey, don't ever say you like me in public, all right? I tell my wife things.
Maybe when you talk to her, but she hasn't seen you in days. She knows.
She knows what?
Come on, Dwayne, we've been caught. Surrender with some dignity, all right? Didn't I teach you anything?
What are you talking about? I'm not cheating on my wife, man. I've been working. Something you have no personal knowledge of, you little bum.
Hey. I've been working real hard. Oh, juggling two women is very strenuous work.
Man.
And Dwayne, I can't cover for you if you don't tell me what's going on.
Ron, I am telling you what's going on.
Well, then you need to tell her.
You're looking rude, Kimmy. Very rude, Kimberly, right?
Had to take the little munchkins back to the dorm.
Hey, they're underage.
They really want to hang with us, too.
Well, we took them to McDonald's. Happy meal. This is packet of punch. How much do we owe you?
Drinks are on the gentleman in the corner.
Ooh, that's Spencer, my lab partner. I told you guys.
Hey, it's very lovely. I wonder what time it is.
It's almost 9. Why?
I always watch Pookie brush his teeth at 9 o'clock.
Oh, Whitley, we said we weren't going to talk about Pookie.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. You go ahead and get it out.
Well, it was a time when he only wanted to make me happy. And after 7 months, it finally happened.
What?
I got Common.
Common?
He got used to my looks, and I can't change him anymore. Unless I go red.
Believe me, going red is not going to solve your trouble.
I'm nothing.
Oh, come on, stop it. I mean, you've come a long way from that little snot I used to room with.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, don't forget who you are.
Who am I?
You are a strong, educated, cultured woman of the 90s.
Yeah, get a job. I mean, Dwayne has 3.
Is it that many?
See, now you don't even know, and I'm sure he doesn't know what you're feeling. I mean, you guys need to communicate. I mean, talk. I mean, confess. Let it Ouch. I've been kissing Ron. I mean, I kissed him like twice.
Are you crazy? I thought you had some sense this year.
Well, I know that it's awful, but I like him, and I don't know why.
Well, that's just peachy. In the meantime, you have mutilated the heart of a very dear friend of yours. You should get down on your knees and beg her for forgiveness.
I'm not that mutilated. It's
okay. Good evening, ladies.
Hello.
And how was your own punch?
It was delicious like you ever saw.
No, son, skirt. You know, you sound just like this woman on Montel Williams show today. Sound like she...
Oh, groove to the rhythm and blues, to the glory, hallelujah, Big Daddy, you sure do me right.
Okay. But Carla, there are a lot of women out there right now that are trying to figure out how they can get a man to sure do them right. What seems to be the problem?
Big Daddy, just don't do me no more. I'm broke, my feet is flat, and they stole my clothes. I'm nothing.
Oh, now, wait a second, Bill Carla. Now, if your man has a problem because you don't have a job, or he has a problem with your clothes, or maybe even a little bunny on your butt, then it's time for you to move on. Find yourself another man, right?
That's why I watch this show. Go Montel.
I'm really, really sorry, but we don't have a lot of time, and we've got to go, but you can call back anytime you want, and I'm sure that sometime or someday he will come around, okay?
Can I get your number at home?
I normally don't do that, but as soon as we go to break, we'll get that number to you. But look, join us tomorrow again on the next Montel Williams.
Take that. Now, I have put up with a lot from you, but no one hangs up on me, Weekly Gilbert.
I just call Montel.
Oh, God, Montel who?
Montel Williams. I needed some sound advice.
I cannot believe you actually called a nationally syndicated talk show. Why didn't you come to me instead of the entire world?
Oh, calm down, Kimberly. It was strictly confidential. He referred to me as caller the entire time.
Oh, then you're safe.
But I'm still miserable.
Why, Whitley, because you lost your job?
No.
Because you got robbed last month?
No. Because Dwayne doesn't. Dwayne isn't enjoying, won't have...
What, sex?
Don't say it like that.
Kimberly, not a word of this to anyone. If anyone knows about this, I would die. And Dwayne would kill me.
Hey, girl, now don't you worry, okay?
Good news, there are more immediate ways to solve your particular problem.
Yes. What problem?
Now, look, I think I know Professor Wayne, and what he needs is spiritual stimulation. Now, this is my book of poetry. You let a man read that, and he'll never leave you alone.
We heard you on the Montel Williams show.
Yes, Miss Gilbert Wayne, I have the ultimate motivational appliance, but I don't have batteries, so I had to plug it in. Oh!
In this house, Kimberly.
Listen, what is it?
Look.
Now, I haven't tried this, but I understand you whip up some cream and sugar, rub it all over your face and neck.
Oh, I'm dying.
I'm hungry. Excuse me.
Kim, oh, thank God you're here. Listen, I've got to talk to you. Hey, Whit, sorry about your sex problems.
Oh, you don't have nothing to drink, nothing to eat, girl. But it is happy hour, y'all.
All right, girls, yes. Night out.
Oh, yeah.
I can't go. I have to cook.
For who?
Not that man who's been ignoring you and your particular needs.
Look, he can go without that braised spam and applesauce for one night.
Listen, Kimmy, I have got to talk to you,
come
okay?
Come on, nothing else.
Let's go to the reggae room, girls.
Yeah.
Hey, baby.
She's not here.
Where'd she go?
I don't know. I heard Kim and Freddie in the kitchen, so I hid out in the trash chute.
Oh, that's appropriate.
You want some of this Rayonnaise? I got extra slab.
Oh, hey, white bread, I hope.
Yeah, I usually get both whole wheat for Whitney.
All right. Since she ain't here.
And she didn't leave a note?
Well, she probably took off on one of them spur of the moment things.
No.
Yeah, where's the sauce?
She always leaves a note.
Your woman busted me, man.
Oh, busted you sneaking Freddy out here at 6 in the morning?
Yeah, she's probably dissing me to Kim. Kim is probably dissing me to Freddy. And any minute now, I'm going to be dismissed.
Well, why don't you tell Kim yourself, then, champ?
What, are you stupid? Hey, I'm like you. I don't tell a woman anything I don't want her to know.
Hey, don't ever say you like me in public, all right? I tell my wife things.
Maybe when you talk to her, but she hasn't seen you in days. She knows.
She knows what?
Come on, Dwayne, we've been caught. Surrender with some dignity, all right? Didn't I teach you anything?
What are you talking about? I'm not cheating on my wife, man. I've been working. Something you have no personal knowledge of, you little bum.
Hey. I've been working real hard.
Oh,
juggling
stop.
Two women is very strenuous work.
Man.
And Dwayne, I can't cover for you if you don't tell me what's going on.
Ron, I am telling you what's going on.
Well, then you need to tell her.
You're looking rude, Kimmy. Very rude, Kimberly, right?
Had to take the little munchkins back to the dorm.
Hey, they're underage.
They really want to hang with us, too.
Well, we took them to McDonald's. Happy meal. This is packet of punch.
How much do we owe you?
Drinks are on the gentleman in the corner.
Ooh, that's Spencer, my lab partner. I told you guys.
Hey, it's very lovely. I wonder what time it is.
It's almost 9. Why?
I always watch Pookie brush his teeth at 9 o'clock.
Oh, Whitley, we said we weren't going to talk about Pookie.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. You go ahead and get it out.
Well, there was a time when he only wanted to make me happy. And after 7 months, it finally happened.
What?
I got Common.
Common?
He got used to my looks, and I can't change him anymore. Unless I go red.
Believe me, going red is not going to solve your trouble.
I'm nothing.
Oh, come on, stop it. I mean, you come a long way from that little snot I used to room with.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, don't forget who you are.
Who am I?
You are a strong, educated, cultured woman of the 90s. Yeah, get a job. I mean, Dwayne has 3.
Is it that many?
See, now you don't even know, and I'm sure he doesn't know what you're feeling. I mean, you guys need to communicate. I mean, talk. I mean, confess. Let it out.
I've been kissing Ron. I mean, I kissed him like twice.
Are you crazy? I thought you had some sense this year.
Well, I know that it's awful, but I like him, and I don't know why.
Well, that's just peachy. In the meantime, you have mutilated the heart of a very dear friend of yours. You should get down on your knees and beg her for forgiveness.
I'm not that mutilated. It's okay.
Good evening, ladies.
Hello.
And how was your own punch?
It was delicious like you ever saw.
No, son, skirt. You know, you sound just like this woman on Montel Williams show today.
So, like, she